This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike McGivern, our high school sports insider, if you will, here on the Bill Michaels Network. We'll get back into the Bucks conversation in just a little while, and I'll give you the other side of things. I'm Mr. Positive with the Bucks. It ain't all that bad. But Mike, welcome in, man. What's happening?
Jimmy, how you been? Man, it's good to see you.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a while.
No, it's been a while. High school football season I see all the time.
Yes.
You're walking in for the Brewer Post, and I'm telling you not to come in so quick. Because we got four more coaches we got to get to.
Four more coaches and 2.6 million games going on.
And, you know, by that time, I don't even know which coach I'm talking to, Tim. I got to be honest with you.
You and I have talked about this before, Mike, that years ago I was down seeing a Packers-Cowboys game in Dallas. And the day before, I was laying by the pool at the hotel, and I'm flipping through the radio dial, and I hear this game going on. I just assumed it was a college game,
right?
The crowd going crazy,
big crowds down there.
High school football game,
yeah.
And they announced the attendance. It's like 14,000.
You know, Tim, years ago when we started the scoreboard show, the first year I had four guys. Four reporters out at four different games, and we had to talk to them about the popcorn, the dance team, what was the band playing. Last year, we had 23 guys at 23 different games, and we barely even get the guy's name anymore. Let's just get what's the score, what's going on, let's get to the next guy. And by that 9 o'clock hour, I'm not kidding. I have no idea who I'm talking to anymore.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
I don't. I just step away from the vehicle when I get here. I do. You guys are in such a zone.
We tried to do a game one year, year two or year three, and the feedback was so negative. Like, guys would be calling a lot of referees, a lot of parents, and then coaches saying, "Look, if you have this game on from this conference, I don't care about it. What I like is I can get games from my conference to find out." Like, real time, what's going on.
Yep.
And so we went back to it, and maybe it's time for a real radio guy to take over that show, I have to tell you.
I don't think so. Not quite yet.
Soon.
All right.
You know who would be great at it? Radio Joe.
Well, he was involved for a while there, wasn't he?
He was the best. He was the best, man. He was as good as they get. That's hard to keep guys doing that show year after year.
I
bring pizzas in every Friday because I want to feed the guys.
Just pay them off.
To pay them off, exactly.
Hey, the reason I wanted to have you in real quick is because I missed the memo, and, you know, I was traveling to Arizona and getting ready for the Brewer thing, but the high school baseball seasons are no longer split in the state of Wisconsin.
They are this year.
This year, correct.
Yep.
This is the last year of it.
Summer baseball, gone.
Everybody swivels now to spring baseball.
Right.
And I've talked about it before with you years ago that I thought it was unfair that the summer players missed out on opportunities to go play tournament, Legion, or travel ball.
Yeah, and that's kind of what happened. And that some of these teams, what they were doing was having some of these kids would go as a freshman and sophomore play on a travel and then come back and play varsity, or they'd play 1 year travel and try to come back. It's gotten to the point, most of the conferences are here in this area. A couple of conferences, not many of them. The Big East Conference with schools like Ozaukee and Sheboygan Lutheran are one conference. And then the Eastern Wisconsin Conference, which just has four teams, Sheboygan Falls, Keel, Plymouth, and New Holstein. But all the other ones were here in this area.
Right.
And it's interesting because you look at some of those schools up north. Like, I looked at a couple of records, 0-2, 2-0.
Oh,
that's all they've played.
Wow.
And so we had Wade Lebecki from the WIAA on my high school baseball coaches show.
Yep.
And asked him if they would do a hybrid where they would start a little later. And so you could kind of hybrid the two. And he said, no, we're going to keep it at spring. And we can start later if the coaches would give up two or three of the games. Well, And the coaches are like, we don't want to do that.
Where are you going to find the pitching?
Well, you know what they're doing now, Tim? They're playing 4 or 5 days in a row, and they're playing doubleheaders on Saturday.
Oh,
5 innings.
Now, is that, five innings. Really?
Yeah. In fact, I heard from one guy, he said, look, they want us to play 2 doubleheaders on a Saturday. So 4 games of 5 innings apiece. I said, where are you going to find the pitching?
Yes.
He said, I got a guy in center field that he can't throw a strike to save his life, but I'm going to have to use him. I'm going to have to use him.
That's sloppy baseball, and we don't want to see that. But I guess, I don't know, I guess they're far more intelligent in terms of high school sports than I am to figure it out. I've only been through it just with my kid the 4 years that he played high school baseball, and that was it. So I'm not up to snuff with all the angles.
Right. You know what's interesting? We had a couple of kids in the last few weeks, young man from Wauwatosa East. And he said, look, I've played summer. I've had offers to play different traveling. He said, I've played since 5th grade with these guys. He said, I'm the number one pitcher on our team. And I'm going to look these guys in the eye and go, hey, good luck. Your senior year. I'm going to play on a travel team? Absolutely not. I'm not doing it. I'm playing with my boys with the Wauwatosa East on the front of my jersey. And that's what I think is the right thing to do. Now, and I commend him for that. I do. He's going to probably play somewhere the next level. He's not sure yet. And I like that story, but there are some teams, some schools that were losing some pretty good players.
And conversely, I bet you some inner turmoil, too. Because
a lot of inner turmoil.
If you like you said, and I hadn't thought about it until we just talked just now. If a freshman goes in and he's going, I'm not going to play for my high school team. I'm going to go play travel ball freshman and sophomore year. And then expect to step into the high school summer team, the junior, senior year, and expect to start and play.
Right.
And then what does that say about the other kids and parents that are saying, hey, we didn't go anywhere. Oh, I bet you that was ugly.
Well, and there was, you know, Arrowhead, when they moved a couple years ago from spring to summer, they had a number of Division I players who weren't playing for their high school team. And then senior year, when they moved it to spring, said, we're ready to play.
Yeah.
And there were some people going, come on. You know, you haven't played for your school. It hasn't been important to you for 3 years.
Yep.
And then they got beat in the first round of the playoffs by Ronald Reagan, who had a big-time pitcher. Shut him down, and it was really interesting to see that. There's another kid from Whitefish Bay that decided he had already had his, I think he was going to Minnesota, had that all locked in, but still decided to play travel, and there was some inner turmoil there. They were in studio saying, don't talk about it. I said, no, we're talking about it. I know it's a celebration of high school sports, but we need to talk about that part of it. He's got his deal set. Tim, your son played travel, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
but he played spring right, ball through high school.
The difference between, I think, and you tell me if I'm correct, when he played spring with his boys at Bradford, they all played together looking to win as a team. Then he goes to the travel team. Isn't that more individual where you're trying to make a name for yourself?
Oh, yeah, I think so. But there was a core that just, there was 4 or 5 of them that just lifted out of the high school and hit the ground running and traveled, too. So there are some situations like that. I think you'll see that more and more.
Did travel work for you?
I think it did.
Did it?
I wouldn't have traveled as far.
No, but did it work for him? Because now he's playing in Northern Illinois.
Yes.
So Division I baseball player.
It did work.
Now, for the kids that are Division II or Division III, I had a coach from West Dallas Central in that said, look, these kids are spending a lot of money chasing a dream. He said, if you're a D2 or D3 kid, he said, I think, and this is just his personal opinion, instead of doing that, go to someplace like Next Level or one of those, get bigger, stronger, faster, and then play at Division II or Division III. So
yeah,
that's what...
It's tough, man. It's hard to gauge where they will end up, though. I mean, you know, we all want to think our kids are going to end up in a Division I school or beyond, right, into professional.
Well,
that's so tough.
Right.
Because you get accused of being a parent that's a cuckoo brain and all.
Were you
that.
One of those?
No, I guess. No, I mean,
that's
maybe,
not what I heard,
maybe,
by the way.
Maybe
that's not what I heard. Why do they have that big poster up at Kenosha Bradford and not let him
right.
in?
No, that would be Nate McCullis down there. Real quick. So real quick, in like 15 seconds, do you believe this is a good idea for high school baseball in the state of Wisconsin?
The only reason I think it is because you're going to have one champion. You'll have one, right?
Love it.
Right. And I like that. And the fact that these guys, they're not going to – spring is tough, man. you know, you saw the snowstorm. It's going to be hard.
Batting
you
don't averages get a ton will of games. Be held down.
They will.
They will.
They will.
I'll guarantee you they will. I see these kids in the summer hitting 6-12. That ain't going to happen in the spring a lot of times.
It's good to see you.
Hey, great seeing you, Mike McGivern, high school insider for the Bill Michaels Network. We'll be back here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.